We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, the virtual Trade Talk 2020 at the NAFB convention. And I'm right now with Kent Beadle. He's director of producer brokerage with CHS Hedging. Kent, thank you for taking the time to visit with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you for taking the time to have me.
So, you know, 2020 has been a topsy-turvy kind of a marketplace here, and we've seen some little bit of lows, but we're starting to see some highs that are even tracing back just a little bit as we talk today. But markets obviously a little bit better shape than they were just a couple years ago again. What kind of things do producers need to be paying attention to when they're making some of those marketing plans and getting ready for the next year?
Well, I think that the place that we're in right now is one where emotion has been, at the forefront of everything that's happened over the last 12 months. We should have had a better marketplace this summer. We should have had better marketing opportunities. Nobody knew that COVID was going to take place. We had a Chinese agreement that the marketplace essentially decided to ignore for most of the summer. And it really depressed prices and quite frankly, it depressed attitudes and it made marketing decisions really, really difficult. So what we need to do now is to look forward, to take a look at the underlying fundamental situation and understand that markets are much better, but they're better for a reason. We have a much tighter fundamental situation than we thought we were going to have. And as a result, we've got some, as you say, some really good markets, some really good prices. But we have to push aside what happened here this past year, and we have to look forward. And you have to do the kinds of things that always have worked in the past, which is to start incrementally taking a look at marketing your crops by starting with, putting together a marketing plan, understanding costs of production, and most importantly, understanding, how many gross dollars are we going to need to achieve in order to provide a return to your assets and your equity base. And, it's a year where it would get very easy to try and hit a home run because now we start wondering, well, how high can soybeans go? Is it going to be 12? Is it going to be 1250? How about 1450 like we did, had some highs back in 2011? How about $17? You can start going through that process in your brain and saying, oh my God, I can't sell anything. Well, no, you're going to have to incrementally make some sales and make sure that they are tied to a sound risk management plan.
And, you talk about that, you look for those nice high numbers, but is there any signs in the market that your producers should be looking at also as a red flag that this could be coming to a screeching halt anytime soon?
Well, one of the things that you always look for is a market that doesn't react well to good news, okay? You get something in the marketplace that's bullish and we go down instead, okay? That's always a red flag. That's always, a sign. Essentially, we had the reverse happen this summer. We had some bearish news in August, and yet the market started to rally, okay? And again, it was a very emotional time and very tough to make good marketing decisions. But that's one of the things that we're going to look for is, when do we stop reacting well to good news? The next thing is going to be, we're going to have to pay a little bit of attention to, how are acres going to shift here this year? What are we going to plant? Right now, the market is acting as if it wants to pull some beans, some acres into soybean production, and I think that is going to happen. How many do we need? Are we going to overshoot, right? And then where does that leave corn acres? Because our corn demand is, exceptional right now as well. But if we start looking at all of these potentially bullish factors, we might forget to start, you know, making some incremental sales. And that's the, you know, that's the key here, is keep doing what you've done in the past that has worked well, even if it didn't work so well last year.
All right. So obviously, you know, a lot of people have those marketing plans in place or have a good conversation with their brokerage and stuff. But if they're looking for a change or looking for someone new to talk with, I mean, what kind of services does CHS offer to help some of these producers through?
So CHS Hedging now owns a brokerage, not just a brokerage, but an advisory service called Agsurian Risk Consulting. And Agsurian is the rebranded entity that many growers in Iowa used to know as the Russell Consulting Group. And we've been involved with the Russell Consulting Group since 2002. We are now 100% sole owners of that group. But the original owners are still involved in the business, and our methodology hasn't changed. We come out to the farm, we go through balance sheet, income statement, cash flow, help growers develop a marketing plan, and then, you know, help that plan get executed over the course of the year. And you know, it's work that we enjoy doing. It's work that we've done well for a long time. And you know, we're more than happy to, you know, to talk to growers who might you know, be interested in that, having us do that type of work for them.
All right. Well, Kent, I thank you so much for taking the time to visit with our listeners today about the marketing plans and things that they need to be aware of going forward here to 2021.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on. I do really appreciate it.
That's Kent Beadle with CHS here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.